At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Good morning. This is Jonathan Healy filling in for Pat Kenny from the Cork studio at Republic of Work. I can officially upgrade the weather to Cat Melodian. It is teeming down here. There's floods on the roads, and I very much regret leaving the umbrella in the car. That's just my thought on the situation, but I'm sure there will be others who will get caught out in that raid as well. So do stay safe, and the roads will be a little bit dicey after being dry for so long. I'm going to talk about PPE next. None of us were experts in PPE. Nobody ever even wore a mask before March, one would argue, unless they were given one for a specific reason in a hospital. Yet they have become omnipresent. And it's not just the disposable PPE, the masks, the gloves. It's the reusable masks that are falling out of people's pockets, that are being left around. But there is a section in society who don't care what falls from their pockets or is deliberately thrown from their hands. And boy, they really love leaving their PPE around. And that's what we're going to talk about next. A number of towns and cities lost their clean status in the recent IBAL survey. And COVID-19 has made this problem an awful lot worse. News Talk's Barry White is with us now. Barry, how are you?
Hi, Jonathan. Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. My own experience is that litter has gotten worse. Even with people not moving about as much, there seems to be a lot more around. The last 7 to 8 months during the COVID pandemic have really given rise to a perfect storm in this particular world.
Yeah, I think it's very noticeable, Jonathan, when you're out and about now that litter has increased. And the first survey by the Irish Business Against Litter Group since the COVID-19 pandemic began shows a dramatic fall in the number of towns and cities deemed to be clean, as you say. Cities fared worst, with Dublin, Galway and Limerick city centres all losing their clean status. And the survey showed, as we've been saying, personal protective equipment litter is now widespread, as well as an increase in cans and glass bottles being littered. The report notes that local authorities had curtailed cleaning schedules and diverted resources to other areas. And the worst areas in the country now are Dublin's north inner city, which was described as seriously littered, and parts of Limerick City, which were also described as seriously littered. And Eyeball's Conor Horgan said the COVID-19 pandemic has certainly seen a rise in littering.
Well, the biggest finding we had really was that the number of clean towns, and we're all about getting Ireland clean towns and clean cities, that has fallen back significantly. It has fallen back about 20% year on year. So that's evidence of, you know, a certain amount of increased litter right across the country. And PPE litter is the headline item, but it's deeper than that. It's litter, it's household waste being dumped, it's drink-related litter like bottles and cans due to outdoor activity in parks and public places, and it's a question of fewer people picking up the litter that goes on the street. So that's the fundamental issue.
Why do you think people are not picking up the litter on the streets now? Is it the likes of your stray masks, gloves, people don't want to pick that up? And then that goes for all litter then as well?
You know, obviously people are reluctant to pick up PPE litter, quite rightly, for fear of catching the virus. But I think generally people are thinking twice before touching anyone else's litter. It's the climate we're living in. There's a sensitivity towards touching anything, be it people or other people's possessions. And, you know, I'd have a certain fear that if this virus is going to stay with us for a number of years, that a different mindset could take hold where people won't pick up other litter casually as they have done. And, you know, that's been fundamental to our towns and cities being cleaner over the last decade.
So where are the worst towns and cities now for litter?
We've seen little change year on year in the culprits, if you will. They tend to be the disadvantaged urban areas, north inner city Dublin, Cork north side, Limerick city south.
is there a fear that things are going to get worse? Because, as we know, with the COVID-19 pandemic, there's no end in sight.
There's a fear that things won't get better. If I look at, you know, and I was just citing them there, the reasons for the increase in litter, like, you know, more outdoor drinking because the pubs are closed. Is that going to change? Probably not. PPE items will become more prevalent, if not less prevalent, over the winter. So that's not going to change. And, you know, local authorities have been hampered in their cleaning schedules. You know, whereas you might have a city council sending out two guys in a van, it's probably been one person in a van doing half the work. Is that going to change over the winter? It probably isn't. So, yes, there's a concern that a new level of litter becomes a norm and that we really unravel a lot of the good work we've done in the last 10 years.
Yeah, and Conor makes a very valid point there, that you don't want to pick up someone's mask. It's a different level of ickiness as opposed to picking up an empty crisp packet or an empty fag box. You've been to North Inner City Dublin, which, as we heard there, was one of the most littered areas of the country. How bad was it when you were there?
Yeah, well, firstly, Jonathan, it's not just this area which is badly littered at the minute, but many areas of the city are. And I'm sure our News Talk listeners can tell us their own stories of what they've noticed in the city or what they've noticed around the country. I'm sure they've seen litter or PPE litter recently, or where they've witnessed someone just dump a disposable mask or other rubbish at their feet on the street. I certainly have seen it on a few occasions. I was out walking yesterday evening and I noticed a lot of disposable face masks that had been littered on the footpath along the Chapel Izzet Road near Phoenix Park. And it's the same in a lot of areas in the city really now, as far as I can see. But yeah, look, Dublin's North Inner City is particularly bad. It's now one of the most littered areas of the country, as we've heard, especially along the canal at Ossory Road. This eyeball survey says that this is the most littered area in the country now. I went a walk along the North Strand area and around the Crow Park area, and what stood out for me was there seemed to be like a real lack of bins. There was a lot of bags of rubbish out in the streets, which were then being ripped apart by seagulls, so the rubbish was overflowing and blowing around everywhere. And there was also a lot of dog poo in the street, which you really shouldn't see nowadays. No dog poo in the street that hadn't been cleaned up. So yeah, from what I could see, the Dublin North Inner City area was particularly bad. And these people who live in the area just told me how bad it is.
There's no bins. Oh, there's about 20 takeaways along this road. And there's one bin between Connolly Station and Ansley Bridge. One bin. So what are people meant to do with their rubbish? If there's a person with a buggy or a child and they have a bag of rubbish, what are they going to do with it? Look at it. I mean, it's all flats and it's all takeaways. The place where they need them. And there's no bins. You don't see the dustmen out anymore. You don't see them with the trolleys. You don't see them with the shovels and brushes. You see them with a little tong walking around. And it just picks up and carries a little bag. So that little bag is going to do nothing. Give the man the trolleys, let them go around and shovel up the
Maybe they can't afford a bin charge, so I might say.
Well. And do you think with the pandemic, do you notice more of those disposable face masks lying around?
Oh, yeah. You see them all around the place. I have a dog. I'm from South Inner City, I'm not going to say where. But you can see with my dog, they're all around the place. You know, there's fish, yeah, the blue ones, the disposable ones. That is.
And do you think people just don't care when they're just throwing them around?
I just think they don't think about it. They just drop things. It's like years ago you'd be throwing your cigarette butts on the ground. You know, now you're very... Some people think more about it, other people don't. It's just education with everybody.
It was that bad that they took the rubbish thing away from there because there was people here for in illegal flats putting up to 10 bags a week at the weekend. They've moved to Fordham now. But it's even worse in Ballybock. It's the same with the toilet, the dogs, they don't seem to clean up after them a lot.
What's it like living in this area when litter is such a problem?
North Strand is a good area. And it could be better, like any most areas.
Why do you think there is so much litter? Is it just that people don't care?
That's it, in a nutshell, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I think he's hit it there. Deck is a News Talk listener. He says, litter is really one of our worst attributes as a nation. People think nothing of loading their domestic litter out of the window of their car at 3 o'clock in the middle of the country. Cities are worse, but there are very few and definitely not enough litter bins for people to dispose of their litter. Give people a chance. The point I would like to make, Deck, is that our local community centre, now admittedly we don't live in the city, we live in the country, they got rid of all the bins. At the start of COVID for obvious reasons, and there's no litter at all. In fact, the situation has improved dramatically because guess what? Everybody now just brings their rubbish with them. So if they have a coffee cup or a sweet wrapper or whatever, they put it in their pocket and they bring it away with them. The litter situation has improved. Why that can't translate to urban areas, I just don't know. Again, it's down to, it's someone else. Homer Simpson summed this up well. Can't someone else do it when it comes to picking up their rubbish? Barry, lots of people, Barry White of News Talk, lots of people are having to go to the city council there. And there, it's there, it's council's fault. It's council's fault, not enough bins. It's council's fault, they're not picking it up. What are Dublin City Council saying?
Yeah, well, Jonathan, there was a reduction in litter services earlier this year, which coincided with spikes of illegal dumping. But Dublin City Council's litter and waste management service is now operating at full capacity once again. So they say people should see a return to a clean city centre very soon. So you can't blame DCC if they're back, you know, operating fully now at this stage.
Yeah, I mean, it really is the case that they're doing what they can, but it is personal responsibility more than anything else. It's not just an increase in the streets as well. Rivers and canals, everywhere is struggling as a result of this.
Yeah, well, Waterways Ireland say they have experienced a significant increase in littering across the country, including in Dublin, and they say windborne and drop litter often ends up in rivers and canals. But a lot of the litter now in the canals and rivers, again, is PPE litter. And again, Jonathan, I'm sure our News Talk listeners can let us know what they've seen. Have they seen more PPE litter in the rivers and canals? I walked along the Royal Canal and there were so many dumped disposable masks in the water. It was very, very noticeable. It's all you could really see, all clogging up, you know, along the water. And Jimmy Murray, I was out with him. He supplies vessels to pick up rubbish from the canals and rivers around Dublin City. And he says now is the worst he has ever seen.
I work here locally from the Poolbeg Marina, and we work in and around the port area and the Dublin City area up along the quays under the bridges. So we supply vessels for working on the bridges in and around the port. So we carry out a lot of work for Dublin City Council, Dublin Port and individual contractors as well.
So do you basically, Jimmy, be picking up litter in boats in the canals and the rivers around the city?
Yeah, well, we do George's Dock at the moment, so any rubbish that's in there, we maintain all the rubbish and the levels in there. So the litter problem in the Liffey, believe it or not, since I've known since I was a child, is a huge problem. Is there more since the pandemic? Yes, there is. There's an awful lot of fly tipping, and it's a huge problem. It's horrendous, you know, it really is. It's a big, big problem. It's a big problem throughout the world. It's not just here in Dublin, it's in every river, every tributary that goes out into the open sea.
So how much litter do you be picking up?
Well, we're only concentrating really on the areas that's enclosed in George's Dock and the Royal Canal at the moment. But we're hoping to start a project on the River Liffey. We have positive feedback from the port and city council that they're going to support the new project. It'll be called the Liffey Sweeper. So we would hope to work over 7 day periods every single day, and taking up all the way. So we'd hope that probably, we don't actually know, have an estimation on it, and we won't know till we actually get into it to see how many tonnage per week we'd be taking out the River Liffey. So we'd be covering the River Liffey.
But it is tons that you'd be lifting, is it?
We would estimate quite a few ton every week. Yes, we would, yeah.
That's Jimmy Murray there, who again is saying that a lot of the litter they're picking up is PPE litter. And this is also very damaging to wildlife. A disposable mask has a lifespan of 450 years and they contain plastics which pollute water and can harm wildlife who eat them or become tangled in them. And Mindy O'Brien, who is the coordinator at Voice of Irish Concern for the Environment, says people need to be more mindful when it comes to PPE litter.
Even when I walk myself, I'm seeing loads of disposable masks and gloves. And the thing is, people drop it and they think, oh, I'd drop it on the ground. But the rain washes it into the sewers, into the system, goes out into the water. And there was a study recently that they think it's about 10 million pieces of mask put into the ocean every month. So it's a huge impact. And the problem with this is that when it goes into the water, it starts to disintegrate and it goes into microfibers, into microplastics, and has all this impact on the wildlife, on the ocean's ability to absorb CO2. So it's really a big problem in terms of microplastics.
How damaging is a disposable mask if it does wash up in a river, a canal, or the sea to wildlife?
Well, everyone's seen the photos on YouTube or on the computer with whales that are eating plastic bags, or they're cutting them open and finding a lot of plastic inside. It's going to happen the same thing with plastic masks, because they float around, they kind of look like jellyfish, and wildlife are sure they're going to eat them, and it's going to impact their ability to digest other food.
The pandemic is very likely not going anywhere anytime soon. So if people don't change their ways when it comes to PPE litter, how bad could this get?
Well, we know we have a problem with plastic anyway, and it's estimated that the plastic use will increase by 30% this year, not only with the additional PPE, but also with all our takeaways that are coming in plastic containers. So we're awash in plastic right now. So, you know, do your bit and reduce the amount of disposable items you use, whether it's, you know, your own disposable coffee cup or cutlery or plates or your disposable mask.
Text here from a News Talk listener, Barry. There are not enough bins around. Shouldn't have to carry dog pop or dirty nappies. Dog pop sounds lovely. Dog poop certainly sounds a little less attractive. But that's not an excuse to hang it off a tree or a hedge, which is what seems to be the done thing these days. Thankfully, parents are responsible enough to bring their child's nappy home with them for the most part, or wait until they get a bin. Lots of people are telling us about the experience in Japan, which seems to have blown Irish people's minds when they were there for the Rugby World Cup, including Tom. He says, this time last year, Manny were in Japan for the Rugby World Cup. There were very few public bins, as people carry a bag and bring their rubbish with them. We've all seen the videos of them cleaning the stadium after the matches as well. Personal responsibility needs to be taught here. Someone else says, it's not rocket science. In other European countries, it's illegal not to have a dustbin in your home. Obviously, those on social welfare, etc., are catered for. It would stop the dumping. And another texter makes a valid point as well. Councils remove bins as people are dumping their rubbish beside them. These people won't change their behaviour. They never will. Instead of punishing the majority, they need to invest in our services. They need more resources, but people don't want to pay more taxes. They should never have privatised the bin services. And again, if we had our time over, polluter pays is a grand thing, but privatising a system that previously was paid for entirely by the state and people didn't have to worry about it, well, we wouldn't perhaps do it the same way. People are calling, Barry, for the government to encourage people to switch from disposable masks to cloth masks. Is that going to make a dent, do you think, in the mound of PPE that is gathering up?
I think it would make a difference, but I suppose from the government's point of view, Jonathan, it's a tough one, because they don't want to discourage people from wearing a mask. But I have been speaking to Green Party TD Nasa Hurricane, and she says more does need to be done now to encourage people to wear just reusable masks.
Absolutely, there is an uptick in littering and in dumping, and nowhere is that felt more strongly than in Dublin inner city, and particularly my area of the north side. We really hear it, and I get that a lot from constituents. So I think what's happening is, yes, people are using throwaway PPE because they're doing the right thing. You know, they're protecting themselves and they're protecting their families, and that has to come first. That has to be at the top of all of our priorities. They're also working from home more and possibly creating more household litter. And you know, some people struggle to pay for the waste collection services. And so that's always an issue in the Dublin area particularly. And, you know, I guess as well, the reality is that, you know, tidy towns and kind of litter pick groups are not as active as they were because they're not sure should they be meeting. So it's a bit of a perfect storm, but I think there are things we could do.
Should the government be doing more to encourage people to wear cloth masks?
I think they should. The reality is we're not in this for the short term. We've been at it for 8 or 9 months now. We know we're going to live with COVID at least during the winter and probably right up through the summer as well. A very eminent doctor said to me last weekend that it's between 3 and 5 years. I really hope that's not the case. So I think it is realistic to say to people, look, if you can, wear a reusable one and think of it, you know, like your shoes or any other piece of clothing, and you throw it in the wash regularly. I think that we have to put public health first, but it's reasonable to ask people just to be a little bit careful and try and use reusable if they can.
I was up around the north inner city area earlier today. I seen a man get off the bus. He's wearing a disposable mask, and as soon as he came off the bus, he took it off, threw it on the ground. Should people like that be fined?
Well, look, the reality is we've changed the law recently that one-off plastics, for example, are now going to be phased out. And I think that it is worthwhile reminding people that there is littering fines, and you don't get a pass on that because you're using a mask or you drop a mask. So there has to be enforcement. In the budget, we put aside 26 million for increased enforcement.
That was a really frustrating answer from Nasty Hurricane. The question was, should somebody have dropped a mask after they got off a bus deliberately, should they be fined? I think what she was trying to say was, yes, the fines already exist, but by God, she made hard work of that, Barry.
Yeah, I think there should be fines for people who litter, but again, if you were to ask Dublin City Council how many fines have been handed out for people dumping masks or dumping litter in general, it's not very many. But yeah, I mentioned that one man I seen coming off the bus, and he just took the mask off and he just dropped it. But yeah, that's kind of walking around that Dublin North inner city area. The amount of disposable masks on the street, like every 5 seconds you're looking on the ground and there's a mask on the ground, they're everywhere.
And they're paying for them as well, by the way. They're not being handed out free anywhere. They are putting money into them, probably cheap masks because people want to be kept safe. So to surmise then, rubbish is being dumped. Bins are not as prevalent as they used to be. There are fines in place, but they're not being enforced. So therefore, the people who littered before are littering with impunity and littering more, is the sum total of it all. News Talk's Barry White, thank you very much for joining us. Litter's one of those things that just gets to me. I just go, why would you do it? And a lot of listeners to News Talk this morning agree with me. Why is it up to others to clean up your rubbish, says one texter. If there are no bins, bring your rubbish home. Someone says, we're a group in Crumlin currently doing weekly cleanups. We're picking up 30 bags each week from the streets. So that's not even the council. They're volunteers and they're picking up 30 bags of rubbish. Now, the good people of Crumlin, they are your people who are doing that. It's not someone. It's not a case that someone's driving along and they're opening up the windows and throwing it all out. That is being done to your community, by your community, as it is everywhere. And it's not just a Dublin thing. People are disgusting, says the texter. They'll dump anything they are carrying. PPE, wrappers, coffee cups. There was a mattress thrown into the estuary in Dungarvan a few weeks back, 200 metres from the dump. Why bother travelling that far and not going the further 200 metres to the dump? You'd probably have to pay for it then, you see. Sure, if they threw it out, sure, they know it would end up in the dump anyway, and they didn't have to pay. Sure, life's great that way. The people are great, the fellas who pick up your mattresses and your masks and everything else that you do.